Welcome to another episode of Sell or Die Extra. I'm Jen Gluckow, founder and CEO of Sales in a New York Minute, and I am so pumped because it's the end of the month, the end of the quarter, and this is the time to rock.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. Guys, we have an amazing episode coming up. Doug Branson, our fabulous producer, has compiled some of the best moments from this month. We've spoken to, oh my God, such great guests. Mark Eden, Tony Hughes, Jeb Blunt, Scott Lease, Martin Rooney. Does it get any better than that?
I would say this was one of our best months ever on the show.
Oh yeah. We have some heavy hitters who are delivering some incredible content that you can use right now to get energized, get pumped, and make more money. Right after the best of the best this month, you're going to hear from our resident nutritionist, Miss Margot Gunning, and she's going to tell you everything you wanted to know ever about calcium, milk, dairy protein, and more, and why they're important, of course. Plus, she's going to give you an Easter recipe that won't give you sales bloat, and you can go find your Easter eggs on Sunday without
feeling like an egg.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so Doug, can you promise me one thing?
Yes.
Have you edited out all the Eagles talk?
I did my very best. There's a lot of it. It took me several hours.
We should count the amount of time we've spent talking about the Eagles this month, because how many months are we post the Super Bowl? I mean, like, it's time, right,
it's time.
Guys? It's time. All right, if you're with me, diehards, take a listen. When you walk into a meeting in a frantic panic, that usually doesn't lead to a deal. And I know what you're thinking. Okay, well, what? Why would you walk in a frantic panic? You're there. Or why wouldn't that lead to the deal? You can still do it. The prospect can see what's going on. You don't actually have to say that was nerve-wracking. They could see it written all over your body. I was in a dry, cold sweat. I was probably red in my face. And, you know, that doesn't lead to assurance for the customer. That doesn't lead to this salesperson is my person because they're going to be able to handle anything that comes their way. They don't care what happened to me. All they care about what's happened to them. And what's happened to them is I'm 5 minutes late. So they've now waited for me for 5 minutes. And in New York, 5 minutes is a big deal. Okay, maybe not everywhere in the world, but 5 minutes is a big deal. So, fast forward a few hours, I closed the sale. I know, pretty amazing. And the only way I was able to do it was by hitting the reset button on myself. So I got in the elevator, I hit the 8th floor button, and then I literally looked internally at myself and hit my own reset button. And the way I did that was I turned on one of my favorite songs into my headphones. I opened Instagram, started looking at happy dogs, and I mean, what dog isn't happy, and inspirational quotes. And the key and the most important part of this was I told myself 3 affirmations before I got out of the elevator. I told myself, I will make the sale. I will create a long-term relationship. And I'm going to have some fun. So, it's the end of the quarter. Stuff's going on all around you, whether it's weather, whether it's prospect not showing up, whether it's you're not getting enough leads, whatever it may be. You might have some personal issues going on at home, some family stuff you're dealing with. Maybe you have some personal issues with yourself. The key right now is to be resilient. Affirm your own sale. Tell yourself, you're going to make the sale, you're going to create long-term relationships, and you're going to have fun. For more strategies, more tips, more ideas you can use to overcome obstacles, be more resilient, make more sales, go to my website, salesinanewyorkminute.com, check out the blog section, or go to my YouTube channel, just search for Sales in a New York Minute. And every week I put out a new video and I promise they are getting more and more funny and entertaining as we speak.
And here we are on the great Motivation Monday. The sales manager says make more sales. That's an incorrect statement. The sales manager should be saying fill your pipeline. Because if you fill your pipeline, sales happen. Mm-hmm. If you don't fill your pipeline, you got that one guy at the end of the month who never comes through, ever comes through.
That you're relying on.
Oh, yeah. You've already got that money
spent. He's going to come through this month.
So that's my challenge to you. You have to change. If you're a leader, and you know, if you're a diehard leader, sales leader, then, dude, admonish your people not to make more sales, but challenge them to fill their pipeline.
Valorio says, I design and paint, and lowering my price would lessen the quality expectations, so I never lower a price. Right. Way to fucking go.
And that is Valerie O.
Oh, Valerie
yes.
O.
I know her.
Oh,
you
no
do.
Way.
Yes.
Cool.
She
sorry, I butchered
to,
your name.
Birth me.
Oh, that's your mama?
Yeah, that's my mom.
Totally cool.
And Jeffrey, I would challenge someone that if they're only winning business by dropping their price or cutting the competitor's cost or price out, how good of a salesperson are they?
Well, because Gabrielle Gittimer, who's going to be 9 years old next week, can make a low price sale.
Right.
And she's cuter.
Right.
You know, she, hey, I just dropped my price.
Yeah.
I'm lower than.
Sure.
But here's the deal. If you win a sale because of price, you are vulnerable to someone who comes in 1 cent lower.
I mean, the secret to managing, I just try to make their jobs easier. So what I want is for them to bring me all the barriers that they have, all the reasons that they can't, work harder or get more output, or why they can't get deals across the line, or why meetings are not sticking, or, you know, how
they
can we make
like
our
excuses to me.
Yeah, they might be, but if I can eliminate those excuses one by one by one, not only is our team, in my estimation, going to improve, going to get better, but their excuses disappear.
We had 20 consecutive playoff appearances, and we went from a team that was losing money in a bad market and made it a perennial contender. And I think that's what I'm most proud of, and I think many of my teammates are most proud of. So whether it was starting out with, you know, Adrian Dantley and Daryl Griffith and Ricky Green, and then moving on to John Stockton, Karl Malone, Thurl Bailey, Bobby Hanson, guys like that that became a part of the team going forward.
20 consecutive playoff appearances?
20 consecutive playoff appearances,
that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So you certainly were always in the hunt.
Yeah. And we were always in the mix, and we were respected. And, and our coach would tell us, hey, look, if we're not going to make the playoffs, we're going to affect the playoffs. We're going to beat the Pistons and the Lakers and the Celtics and some of these things. And Frank would tell us that kind of stuff. We'd look at him like we were crazy. And he'd say, I'd rather lose the game by 2 points instead of three. You know, that first year when we had a losing season. We're like, well, why? Because 2 points is closer to winning. You know,
exactly.
You would do things like that.
And what was the difference when you went from Frank to Jerry Sloan? Yeah.
Well, Frank had an interesting challenge because he became sort of the face of the team, because we were in my rookie year, there were only 17 televised games. Most of our games, and those games were shown on tape delay at 11 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
In Salt Lake City, Utah.
So nine people were watching.
Right.
Because they all drink milk and cookies and they're in bed
and they
by
go to
seven.
Bed, right, exactly. So no one really knew who we were. And Frank took on this personality of being this fun-loving, funny guy, because he was a great joke teller, a great stand-up lunchtime speaker. And so once he got the team to a certain level where we're competitive, then Coach Sloan came in, Jerry did, and really took that intensity to another level. He said, okay, you guys do this well, you do that well. We're going to focus more on execution now. We're going to focus more on proper defense and getting through screens and really not cutting any corners, and turned up the heat. But he was also very consistent about it. You knew exactly what he expected every day. Where Frank was a little more emotional, up and down and kind of all over the map sometimes, Jerry was just the same way every day. He expected that performance, that intensity. And, you know, and there's certain things in basketball court that you can do every day regardless of whether the shot's going in or not, right? You can play defense. You can get yourself prepared. You can get rebounds. You can get a steal. You can get your hand on the ball, whatever it is. And that's what Jerry Sloan expected. And I think that's what took the team to the point where they were able to go to the finals a couple years in a row.
I think that if you're a salesperson right now and you're listening to this and you go, okay, it's a basketball talk. No, Mark is talking about preparing. He's talking about consistency, and he's talking about intensity. And if you don't have those three pieces as a firm part of your repertoire when you're out on a sales call, you're going to die.
There's an incredible irony or paradox in sales today. It's never been easier for salespeople to be successful, never been easier for us to research and go and sell. And yet the failure rates in B2B selling have never been higher, and it's getting worse.
You talk about that in one of your recent LinkedIn articles. You talk about, I know why you're failing. What are some of the reasons for common sales failure?
The most common reason is that people have the wrong narrative, and on top of having the wrong narrative, they don't have a sense of mission and purpose in the difference they make in the lives of their customers. I really believe that professional selling has lost its way. People are focused on crunching the deal, crushing quota, closing the sale. It's all like this is something we go and do to our victims. And the truth is, you know, we need to love our customers and we need to serve them. Unless we're almost like a missionary and evangelist in how we're going out there to really change the lives of people, you know, we know there's a better way for them and we're passionate about it. If we don't have that sense of belief and that sense of purpose, if we're not about making the life of our customer better, then we're just not going to be successful, because people can sense intent. If they sense that our intent is for us to tell them about us and our product and for us to make our sale, you know, it's anathema to sales success. It's like trying to close the deal too hard too early. I often hear people call it sales breath. You know, it really turns people off. you know, if you're really desperate. So that's, you know, that's one of the ways where I just think that people are failing because they
should
don't
make seller diamonds for sales breath.
Exactly.
Between the mimosas, the ham, potatoes, green beans, deviled eggs, bread, rolls. You've really got to be conscientious about what you're consuming if you want to be making a sale the next day or in the days to follow. This little quick episode is all about a little hack that you can do for your Easter meal to not make it taste like you are eating cardboard and rope, and actually enjoy it and understand why cutting down on dairy is extremely important for being proactive and really on your game the next day. So let's dive right in, because we all know that dairy tastes great. Ice cream, cheese, butter, who doesn't love all of those things? But dairy is linked to so many issues. And dairy in moderation is not horrible. It has a great source of protein. It does contain slight amounts of calcium, but the amount of dairy that the average American is consuming is way beyond what we should be consuming. And so here's a little bit of information on dairy. So you can take with this information what you please and make an educated choice for you and your family. So dairy is linked to many different types of issues, but one of the big things that research is suggesting is that dairy is linked to prostate cancer. Over any other foods, dairy is linked to specifically prostate cancer. Another thing, dairy is very full of saturated fat. And while saturated fat is great in moderation and great from specific sources, the type of saturated fat from dairy really has no benefit on the body, and it actually does a lot more harm than good. Another thing, dairy aggravates irritable bowel syndrome highly. It really aggravates any type of colon issues and any type of irritable bowels that you may be experiencing currently. So if you are prone to constipation, if you are prone to diarrhea, if you are prone to an upset stomach, dairy really exacerbates that and aggravates that. So less dairy for bone health. I hear a lot of, I need more dairy because it's high in calcium and that will make for stronger bones. But statistically speaking, countries with the lowest rates of dairy consumption, like Africa and Asia, have the lowest rates of osteoporosis. So just take that in for a second. The lowest rates of osteoporosis are in Africa and Asia, and those are the countries that consume the least amount of dairy. And osteoporosis is linked to calcium deficiency. So it's something to keep in mind if you are consuming dairy for its calcium purposes. So popular to contrary belief, dairy does not help reduce fractures, just like osteoporosis. So eating dairy is actually not linked to any form of bone health, and specifically a reduction of fractures. And actually, they did a study and people that consumed dairy in one of the test groups were much more prone to having fractures by just over 50%. So that's some very interesting food for thought. Another thing about dairy and calcium. Calcium isn't a bone protective mechanism and layer like everyone thinks that it is. And if you are not too sure why you are taking a calcium supplement, or if you are consuming a lot of dairy for the calcium purposes and you're not really too sure why, take some time and really learn about calcium and what the purpose of calcium is. And if you are looking for something to really support your bone health and really support bone protective layers and bone health overall, vitamin D is extremely, extremely important in preventing fractures, in keeping calcium levels stable, and various other things. So vitamin D is much more beneficial than we are making calcium out to be. And I'm not saying that calcium is bad and we don't need calcium. We very much do, but it's just something to be mindful of. Another thing about dairy is not everyone can stomach dairy. So if you are consuming dairy and you are having a bloating sensation afterwards, if you are feeling really gassy, if you are just feeling kind of uncomfortable after you consume dairy, it may be the lactose, but it may also be the casein. And dairy is made up of two different proteins. And so the lactose is a very common allergy. But another protein in dairy is casein. And casein is shown in studies done in rats to cause extreme levels of high inflammation. So if you are someone that has inflammation already in your body, if you have any dis-ease, if you have any disease of any sort, if you have any autoimmune issues, if you have a poor immune system, if you're getting sick frequently, casein is known to cause inflammation, and inflammation is the root of all disease, of all pain, of all issues in the body, essentially. And so really doing what you can to remove the inflammation from the body. And if casein is promoting inflammation, I would encourage you to take a look at if you are using a protein powder, if it has any casein in it. If you are consuming a lot of processed dairy, that it has casein. Any dairy products do contain casein, but the highly processed American cheese and the highly processed dairy products definitely contain higher levels. Another thing, and one last thing to keep in mind about calcium, is that you don't want to be reaching for dairy as a replacement for calcium. And what I mean by that is you don't want to be saying, I really need calcium in my diet, so I'm going to go have a bowl of cottage cheese. I'm going to go have a glass of milk. Because there are so many other ways to get calcium in. So if you are concerned that you are not getting enough, a great way to get some calcium in is dark leafy greens. They contain more calcium on average than a glass of milk. Another great way to get in calcium is through seeds. And overtaking dairy and even a calcium supplement, I would really encourage you to get your vitamin D levels checked and potentially get on a very good quality D3 supplement. So now that I know that you know that you do not need dairy in your diet, I have created a delicious and creamy potato recipe for you to enjoy on your Easter that's not loaded with dairy, that's not loaded with hormones, and that's not loaded with a bunch of other things that we really just don't need. So I've created a creamy, delicious, satisfying potato dish that you can bring to your family. And I highly doubt that they will even guess that it is dairy-free. This recipe is just very, very satisfying. So if you are someone that really enjoys some creamy potatoes, if you're someone that really just enjoys a creamy, hearty dish, you don't need to reach for dairy. There are so many other substitutions.
This has been a Sell or Die Extra. If you like it and you like the show and you like all the information that's inside of it, go to thegittimerlearningacademy.com and subscribe. What are you doing? What's this noise?
I'm going to GittimerLearningAcademy.com to subscribe.
Way to go. Way to go. You can also subscribe to Sell or Die on Overcast if you have an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to the store and get an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to iTunes or Stitcher and come back every single Tuesday for a full Sell or Die episode with expert sales analysis that will help you do the one thing you're hoping for, make more sales.